We are up to, we're going to start again from Bay Minay, which is about halfway down the page. The last word of the line is Minay. The first word on the next line is Rabirmia. Bay Minay, Rabirmia, Rabzera. This is on Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Rabbi Kleinman. Yeah. By Minay, Rabbi Yirmiyah Rav Zera. Somebody who takes Truma from him on his friend. From his grain on his friend. With permission. We're not learning now. It's Rahana, nothing. Regular two people, best of friends. Reuven tells Shimon, listen, Shimon, I'll take Truma from my stuff on your stuff. Shimon says, thank you very much. I'm very happy with that. No question about that. We just want to know who picks the Kayan. Taivas Hana, show me. Who has the right to pick the Kayan? Now, it's called Taivas Hana because you get favors in return. That is, if you pick the Kayan, so you gain on the deal. For instance, if the Kayan is your son-in-law, you gain on the deal. You're giving your son-in-law money. You're very happy about that. But it's not your money, it's Kayana money. But the fact you chose him creates a Taivas Hana. What?
Not
your brother-in-law, your cousin, somebody. So the question is, who has it?
Ravisa, did you start the recording?
Yes, I did. Mi arminan ila peri dahech mi masakna kariyadahu. Do we say, if not in the fact that this guy separated from his own, the other ones wouldn't have been masukah, it would have still been tevil. So therefore, by being masakah, you get the right to give it to the kayan. Or do we say the bottom line is you needed that guy's tevil for this to be truma? So it's his tevil that caused this to become truma. So who gets the right? The owner of the tevil, who now is no longer tevil, or the one that owns the truma, who owned the truma, right? He's the one that gets to decide. Amalai. So Zera answered him. Amar Kras Kol Tvua Zarecha Benasata. It says it's Kol Tvua Zarecha Benasata. Which means that the one who owns the grain is the one that gives it. Does Aser to Aser is called Tvua Zarecha? Meiser and Truma is the same. Aser to Aser, I think that's where the pasuk goes. Let's see which one he quotes over here. Aleph. Aser to Aser is called Tvua Zarecha. So it says Tvua Zarecha. That means, and then it says, right, to give it to the Kayan, to give it to the Levi in that case. So therefore, so it's the one who owns the Zarecha, the Tevil, because you're taking Meiser off the Truma Zarecha, right? So the one that's Truma Zarecha is considered the one that can decide. That's how Rav Zera understood the Pasuk, and that's what he answered. So to Rashi. Rash. Taivas Hanar Shomi, Shikabal Selam Yisrael, they should then the Leben Bitakai. So Rashi says, Taivas Hanar can be differently. And this answers Dr. Harris's question before. Somebody comes over to me and says, listen, Avram Cohen is my good friend. If you give him the Truma, I'll give you $10. I'll give you $100. Depending on how much Truma I have. I'm allowed to take the money from the guy, and I can give the Truma to Avram Cohen. I don't care who gets it. Might as well make a few dollars off of it. Now, he's not going to give me the value of the Truma, then he can give it straight to Avram Cohen. He's obviously going to give me a fraction of that in order that I should give it to his grandson, to his brother-in-law. It doesn't have to be my grandson and my brother-in-law. It can be his grandson and his brother-in-law, but it's worth it for me, him, to give me a few dollars that his brother-in-law make much more. I'm giving it away anyway. All I have is the right to pick the Kayan, so I can make some money off it. Now, the Kayan can't give me money. That's the Pharisee and Apostle we learn out. No, you're not. The Kayan can't say to me, give me, I'll kick back. No kickbacks. But a stranger can give me money that I should give it to his preferred Kayan. That's called Taivas Hana. It's called Mazet Tavosko Venasata. Misha Tvua Shaloi Karibe Venasata. Now, the Rush brings a different Pasuk than we have. We have the pasuk as called Tvua Zarecha. The Rush has a different pasuk that says it's called Masit Tvua Zarecha Benasata. I don't know which pasuk exactly that's referring to, but it's a different pasuk than we have in the Gemara. He's learning it out from the fact that it says, Tuascha benasata, Maitre off your grain and give it. The one who owns the grain gives it. That's how the Rush part. It's a different pasuk than we have in our Gemara. Zog the Gemara by to Eishwe. So Rabbi Yirmiya asked Rabbi Zera Akasha, Eishwe. Tyrim is called Termaisav as Madraisav Ludaitai. Now again, he's approaching the Mishnah before the Gemara before. We already learned this Mishnah. We already set shot in the Mishnah that it's talking about the person set color right to Litraim Gabi Yitraim, and you're taking Truma off Shimon's grain for Shimon. Reuben is taking it from Shimon's grain. That's how we learned the Mishnah yesterday. But the Gemara here, Rabbi Yirmiya didn't know that shot in the Mishnah. Right? He wasn't as smart as we are today that we know the shot in the Mishnah. He thought the Mishnah was talking about the person taking from his grain on the other grain. He did not learn the Mishnah like we did. Yesterday we wanted to bring a raya from the Mishnah that you don't need das to separate on somebody else because if not, it's hanah. And we answered no. The guy said, call a right to litrim yavim yitrim, which gave you a right to take from his own grain on his own grain. But Rabbi Yirmiya understood it the first way, that it's talking about you're taking truma from your grain on the other guy's grain. Right? So that's the case in the Mishnah. That's how he understood the Mishnah. Like we understood yesterday in the Havamina. So he learned, says the Mishnah, if Shimon is going to get to pick the Kayan, how come Anilei? Isn't Reuben giving him Hanah? We understand now, the Gemara's understanding of Yirmi understood that Reuben is taking from his own grain on Shimon's grain. And the reason he's allowed to do it is because he doesn't need Shimon to make him a Shliach. But if Shimon gets to choose the Kayan, Reuben's giving Shimon the Hanah of choosing the Kayan with my grain. With Reuben's grain.
The Hanah would come to him anyway.
It would cost the money. Is this free or not? Reuven is separating Truma from his own grain on Shimon's.
So why don't we look at the actual savings of...
So that we answered, because he's doing a mitzvah, right? And he's not giving it to him directly. It's an indirect. It's like Shaykhulay or Shiklay. The only problem we had is he's doing his shlichus. There's no shlichus. You don't need that. It's like shaykel or shiklai. As long as you don't give it directly to him, we don't care.
This is not included in
shaykel or shiklai
because it's... It is shaykel or shiklai. No, I'm saying this hanah, it was
hanah. No, it's not, because you're giving him something directly. You're giving him something directly.
I probably
But you're giving him something.
It's a value. It's a value thing.
Amri is like, Mishal Balakri, Asha Balakri, Uladai to the Balakri, Vaimikala writes the Vitnivyovicha. So he answered them, no. He learned the shot wrong in the Mishnah. It's not that Reuben's giving his grain for Shimon, he's doing Shimon's grain for Shimon. He's carrying out his shlichus. He said, "Call the right to litrim yavim yitrim." We're giving the same answer we gave in the Gemara yesterday. That is not so. Therefore, it has nothing to do with the shaila. The shaila was who gets the tithe on Rama and Reuben separates from his own grain on Shimon's grain. This is not the case in the Mishnah. Doctor Rush, we have a tithe on the Balakri. Some can the Chamina. Now we have a tithe on Shalal Shachaveray. Period. Tashma, come in here. This is the Gemara bringing a raya. It's not before it said Eisrei. That was Rabbi Yirmiya asking Rabbi Zera. Now, the Gemara itself wants to prove the Shaila. There's no name attached here. To prove that Rabbi Zera is wrong. One second, Rabbi Shas. The Amar Rabbi Vaham Rabbi Eichanan. This is a quote from an early Amayra. Now, every one of the statements he's going to say has a source. The Gemara is not going to bring the source. The Rush, I think, brings the source in some, and I don't know if he doesn't know. Number one. Hamagdish Maisim Chaimish. The halacha is, if Reuven donates a chair and a hegdish, and he wants to redeem it, he has to pay the value of the chair plus 25%. If Shimon redeems the chair that Reuven was Magdish, he only pays the value. That's the halacha. How do I know that halacha? The Chumash. In Parshas, the Chukaisai says, if you redeem hegdish and you're the owner, you were the one that was Magdish it, you have to add a chaimish. If anybody else redeems it, they pay value. That's the Xeris HaKasav. Reuven donated a carbon for Shimon. Well, it's not me, I always get scared. Reuven donated a carbon for Shimon. Right? Who is the Baal HaKarbon to have, if he gets redeemed, like he gets a mum, and you're now redeeming it? Is it the one who donated it, or the one who the carbon is for?
When did he get a mum?
After he donated it. He donated a carbon for Shimon, he wanted to do Shimon a favor, and Shimon said, great idea, thank you. And now the animal got a mum, a carbon got a mum before they brought in the Mizbeach. Now, long as it has to be redeemed. Who is the owner? Who pays the chaimish if they redeem it? Reuven or Shimon? Zok Reb Yochanan. Hamagdish Maisim Chaimish. Reuven is the owner of the animal to speak for this halacha. He donated it, he pays the chaimish. Shimon redeems it, he doesn't have to pay a chaimish. That's the halacha. Next. You want a source? The Rosh might bring, but I don't remember. Hamagdish Maisim Chaimish. The halacha is, if somebody separated a carbon, and then he wanted to, he did an illegal thing. He took another animal, and he said, this animal instead of my carbon. He wants to flip it. That's called making a tmura. It's a lav. It's two lavim. But it works. Both animals become a carbon. But only the one who is the baal ha-carbon can make a tmura. If Reuven goes to Levi's animal, Levi made a carbon, his own carbon. And Reuven says, I want to flip it on this. It's not yours. Only the one that owns the carbon has the ability to flip it. He's over a two lavin. He's doing an isser, but it works.
But he hasn't accomplished very much.
So he didn't.
He lost today. He lost.
The Gemara Tyra says, Muhammad Yama Behemoth Behemoth, Baha Yahusimarasa Yakaitis. Both are Yakaitis now.
Once you know that halacha, it's definitely
good. Yeah, you'll talk to the guy, you'll take him to your rabbi, you'll give him mussar, and that's it. But that's not the case. The Torah talks about the guy that did it. You want to know why he did it? I had a lot of things that people do I don't understand. Add that to the list. That's all. I don't know. I'm not putting logic in his mind. It works. Now, but if somebody else does it, it's not a tzmura. It's nothing. It's a waste of time. It didn't work. He wasn't Irene Lavin, and it didn't work. Who is the one that can make a tmura when Reuven separates a carbon for Shimon? Reuven who donated it, or Shimon who's getting the kapara from it? Mischaper, I said tmura. It's the mischaper that makes the tmura. He is considered the owner vis-a-vis tmura. So vis-a-vis chaimesh, it was the magdish. Vis-a-vis kapara, tmura, it's the mischaper. That's what Rabbi Yechanan told us. Each one has a source. We're not getting involved in that now. The next thing he said is, if Reuven takes truma for Shimon from Reuven's own grain, Reuven has the ability to pick the carbon. Which is not like Reb Zeira said. So we slug up Reb Zeira, Reb Yechanan said earlier Amira, we go like Reb Yechanan. Zok Darash. Hamagdish Maisim Chaimish Kashapai de Hekdeshai. Avlimpai de Achar. Ain't a Maisim Chaimish. How do I know it? The pasuk says Hamagdish. Mischaber writes a tmura. Im Reuven hifrish carbon lischaber by Shimon. Im hamer by Shimon mumer. Abaloi Reuven. The tmura only works by Shimon. The Rush does not bring a source. Rabbi Yochanan does bring a source, but the Gemara does not go into it now. I assume the Gemara is in Masechtas Tmura. Yeah, it's in Masechtas Tmura. The Gemara brings, I think, the source. Taivas Anar Shalai, Shal HaTayram. The Siv, now we hear, says, Meiser Tavuascha Benasata. Mi Shah Meiser Vishalai Karabe Benasata. Not Tavuascha Benasata, like we darshan, like Zebra darshan, but Meiser Benasata. Whoever separated the Meiser gets the right to pick it. Period. So that's the halacha. He didn't slug him up from a brisa. He slugged him up from a Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan is an early Amira. He's good enough to slug him up.
How do you slug him up?
So Rabbi Yechanan said that Reuven had
it. Rabbi said it belongs to the one who owns it.
No, Rabbi Zera said it belongs to the one who had the grain.
Right.
And Rabbi Yechanan says it belongs to the one who gave the truma. Now, he didn't slug him up from a logic. He slugged him up from a statement to Rabbi Yochanan. That's enough to prove Rabbi Zeira wrong. Rabbi Yochanan is an early Amora. So we use him. Dr. Gemara writer. Malamdei Medrash halachas v'agadas of Elohim shalom zeinu mikra. Reuven banned Shimon and Hana. Reuven can teach Medrash, halachas, and agadas, but he cannot teach Chumash. He cannot teach Pashup Shat. He cannot teach Shimon Chumash. Frank the Gemara. Mikra my time Elohim zeinu. Why can't he teach him Chumash? Shimdukum Mahani Elohim. He's giving him pleasure by teaching him Chumash. That's Pashup Shat. So Medrash not become a honey leg. So when you teach him Medrash, you're also giving him pleasure. The answer is, the pleasure doesn't make a difference because Mitzvah Kavod. It's even more than that. See, here Mitzvah Kavod doesn't work so much because he's giving it directly. And the only time we allowed Mitzvah Kavod when it wasn't direct, it was Chaykalei, Shiklai, Tireim, right? All those things. Wasn't a direct giving him. Here it is direct. He's teaching him Medrash. But the answer is, the Rishayim answer, Mitzvah Slav Lohenes Nidno, that Shimon is not considered receiving pleasure because the pleasure of learning is like the pleasure of wearing tefillin. There's no physical pleasure in learning. It's a mitzvah pleasure. That's not called giving Shimon pleasure. But the question is, that's how the Ran speaks out, but the question is, he doesn't have pleasure from Chumash any more than he has from Medrash. If you allow him to learn Medrash, you don't consider that giving him pleasure. So then, why can't he teach him Chumash? That's the Gemara's question. Why is one more pleasurable than the other? Same thing. They're all Tyra. If you can teach him Tyra, you can teach him Tyra. Why is Chumash not allowed? Zok the Gemara Amar Shmuel, B'makom Shenayit Lemschar Al Mikra. It's talking in a place that people get paid to teach Chumash, but they don't get paid to teach Tyra Shabbat Peh. Therefore, you can teach him Tyra Shabbat Peh, so you're not saving him any money. You're not giving him anything that saves him money directly, and you're only giving him Tyra. Tyra, that's not considered giving him pleasure. By saying Chumash, he would have had to pay for somebody to teach him Chumash. You're not charging him. Since you're not charging him, that's directly giving him something that saves him money. Not like Shaykhalay or Shiklai, that the guy gave it to the Beis HaMikdash and saved the money. It's not like Tyram Estramasai, he gave it to a Kayan and saved this guy money. He gives him something that saves him money directly. It's like Ashavas Aveda B'makam Shnait Mitzvah. That you're giving him the Hanah. Frech the Gemara my Pisca. Why are you assuming that? What do you mean? So if he's taking money, he can take money. If he's not taking money, he can't take money. What difference does it make Chumash and Medrash? What does it mean? They take money for Chumash and they don't take money for Gemara. Why not? Why yes one and why the other? So the Gemara Kamash Malan. The Mishnah is teaching us that filu b'makom shnayit l'schar, even in a place where you pay for teaching, you're only allowed to take for Chumash. You're not allowed to charge for teaching Tyra Shabbat Peh. Usher to charge for teaching Tyra Shabbat Peh. Today Rebbeim get paid. The answer is they get paid for the time. They don't get paid for the job, for teaching. They get paid for the time. Frech the Gemara, Maishno Medrash Deloi. Why can't you take money from Medrash? The Siv, Hashem commanded me to teach you. And it says also, see, I have taught you the laws, and I don't know the difference in English between chukim and mishpatim. I can tell you the difference in what they are. Chukim and mishpatim probably means the laws and decrees. What are the decrees and the laws?
Laws and statutes.
Statutes, okay. Hashem, like Hashem Malachi, the Bach adds. I did it like Hashem told me to do. What is that adding? I taught you. Why does he have to say, like Hashem commanded me? Hashem said to him, I teach you for free? Right? And Moshe taught them for free? So he's saying, from now on, anybody that teaches Torah can't charge. So Hashem commanded him. I see Tziva Hashem, and I did it, Kasha Tzivani Hashem, since I don't charge. I don't charge, you're not allowed to charge for teaching Torah. Frank the Gemara said, Mikronami Bechinam. So make up your mind. If you're not allowed to charge for teaching Torah, Chumash is also Torah. So why can't I charge for Tanakh? Rav Amar Tzchar Shimur. Rav says, because you're watching, who do you teach Chumash to? We're going to ask to the Mishnah in a minute. Who do you teach Chumash to? Kids. Kids don't behave. You become a monitor. You get paid for monitoring them, keeping them out of trouble. Babysitting. Correct. As Rabbi Yechon Amar, Tzchar Pisuk Taimim. You get paid for teaching them the trap. Meaning, teaching trap, Dr. Rabbi Yechonin, is only a rabbinic thing. But the Raisa, you don't have to teach trap. You don't have to know, you don't have to teach your Talmidim how to sing the Chumash. You don't have to know, they don't have to know that. The Drabbanon, there's a chiyah. For Drabbanon, you can charge. For the Raisa, you can't charge. In Chumash, when you teach them Chumash, you automatically teach them trap. Because that's how they taught Chumash. They taught it by learning it with the trap, with the sing-song. They should know where to stop, where to start. That's
why
where it came.
Do that now, Rabbi?
In some schools, they do that.
Not in most schools.
But in some schools, they do.
Why don't
think
everyone do that?
Okay, so I'll give you two answers. The real answer is, I'm not in charge of the world, and I don't tell people what to do. And even in my school, when I was Manal, they didn't do it that way. And the reason for that is, I don't change what my Zeta did and what my Elta Zeta did. And when his Elta Zeta did, in God's Klal Yisrael, they have been teaching this way for hundreds of years, the way they teach now. There was a machlokes in Chumash, whether you should teach Parshas HaShavua or you should go straight. I grew up learning Parshas HaShavua, meaning every week we started at the beginning of the Parsha, and when I was at one age, we learned Tosheni, the next year we learned Toshlishi, the next year we learned Trevi, last year we learned Tachamishi. And that's how we did it. I never finished the Parsha in class. I don't remember ever finishing the Parsha in class. When I taught 8th grade, I did the same thing. I taught Parsha Shashua. That's how I decided to do it, and that's what I did. My mouth said, do what you want. So, but in most schools today, in non-Chassidic schools, they teach straight. That's their Messiah. There's different Messiahs. But the other way, there are schools that do the other way, is when they got grow. It seems that the Gra, at least they claim the Minigah Gra, I don't know if the Gra did it that way or not, they teach with the trap. But that's the way it is. I don't know. It's why did Klal Yisrael change? I have no idea why they changed.
Rabbi?
Yes?
What does Moshe not charging for relating the Torah have to do with, what's the connection? So what? Moshe didn't charge for bringing water. That doesn't mean we don't charge
no,
for water.
Said, okay, yeah, good question. But since he said, I taught you Kasha Tzivani, he's trying to say, you have to follow this command as well. Hashem commanded me, and I am passing it on to you. When you do the same, you have to do it the same way. And we are saying, what was he telling them that they have to do the same way? That they have to teach the same Torah? That's obvious. So what did he mean when he said, look at the way I did it like Hashem did, which means do it my way? What was he adding to their responsibility in teaching? So the Gemara is saying, he added, just like you see, I followed Hashem's dictates, and I didn't charge. And we know that Moshe didn't charge, and the Rosh is going to tell me how I know it. The Tyson says how I know it, or the Rosh is going to say it. He's not the Tyson, but, right? So also, you have to not charge. So the question is,
I'm sorry for interrupting, but he didn't charge. That seems just so random. Why would he charge?
That's Kasha Tzivani. He said, like I was commanded.
Okay, he could have done it standing up, and that could mean that we have to teach standing up. I mean, why the fee? Why does the fee come into this?
Again,
God didn't mention the fee.
That the Gemara is saying that the word Kasha Tzivani means the fee. Now, why does the Gemara say that, not say Kasha Tzivani means that I have to teach while I'm standing up, not sitting down, that I have to teach? I don't know. But we're dashing from the fact
that was my question.
He could have just said, I taught you Chukim Mishmatim. Why did he have to say, like I was commanded?
No, I understand. I just wanted to know why Tzivani Lee means that. That's all.
I don't
know. Why the fee is an issue here. That's all.
I don't know. So Rav says you're charging when you teach Chumash for being a monitor, behavior monitor. And Shmuel says you're charging, Abyechidin says you're charging for teaching Trump because he learns Trump is only rabbinic and therefore you can charge for that. And the Rishonim speak out, the Rav holds Trump is biblical. It's part of teaching Torah. And therefore, you can't charge for that. That's why he didn't learn his way. Now, why Rabbi Yechiel didn't agree to monitor is going to be clear in the Gemara in a second. But the Gemara never comes back and says, why did, I don't think the Gemara comes back, I didn't prepare the other days. I don't think the Gemara asks, why didn't Rav say, yeah, the Gemara asked the question. The Gemara says, Rav holds it to the right. So the Gemara later on. Yes?
Somebody teaches Hilchas Chanukah, which is only the Rabbanan. Can he charge?
That's what it's maximum. See, it's not even based on psukim. I can't even say it's an asmachta. Well, it's probably it's not a good asmachta. That's what the mafarshim speak out. Why are you allowed to charge for pizuk taimim? Because it's not a deraita. I mean, I didn't say it. The Gemara says it later on, but the Rishonim speak it out here.
They charge school systems
in
the Gemara. Was it
that
Greer?
Yeshua
ben Gamla. So did they charge at that time?
No. Oh, for Chumash? Maybe, maybe not. Just, by the way.
I thought they had the whole school system, not just for Chumash, but for...
Again, what the heck? You wouldn't know if they charged. If it was not Chumash, they're not allowed to charge. Chumash, you're allowed to charge, but the Rishonim speak out, notice the Gemara said, in a place where they charge for Chumash. Meaning not everybody charged for Chumash. There were places that said we're not even going to charge for Chumash. But they're allowed to charge for Chumash for one of two reasons. Either because they're monitors or because of Pizuk Taimim. As the Gemara is going to say momentarily, monitors only works for Ketanim. Adults don't need behavior monitors, Baruch Hashem, most of them at least.
What do I have to think about?
Whereas Pizuk Taimim can work for adults as well.
The thing about... More of not time is money. That's
not paying for learning. That's paying for the guy to give up his time to come teach you. He can go make money.
Right, right. And therefore,
that's not called paying for learning. Paying him for his time.
Everyone agrees that is okay then, right?
I'm not going to get involved now in the Rishonim of Maisa. I walk a little Maisa. It's okay. That's what you want to know? It's okay. Again, he can even charge for teaching. He's not saying you can't charge for
teaching.
You
can't charge for teaching. You can only charge for being a monitor. You can charge for teaching.
Fine, but that's called charging for teaching because he's a monitor while he teaches. Time is not for the teaching. It's for being there. Monitor is for doing something active. You're actively monitoring. And as a Rebbe, yes, you are a monitor. I was once a Rebbe in a classroom. Yes, you are a monitor. You are a behavior monitor.
Your monitor is here too.
No, you're not a behavior monitor. At least the Gemara assumes that you don't have the behavior monitor at all. At least the Gemara's going to say that, not me. Dr. Rush. Like he taught me for free. Young children, the mikra, the shamram. Now Rashi says, what are you watching them? They shouldn't run out into the street. They should be safe. V'yaziku and get hurt. V'yachanchu l'dvarim rav and learn bad things. You're monitoring them from being exposed physically and ruchniously to danger. Schar pizuk taimim, l'nagein hamikra es tilchasan, to sing the psukim like the halacha is. Because trap tells me pshat. It's not just a nice sing song. Knowing where to stop and start tells you how to read a pasuk.
And the taimim also have some...
That's the taimim.
Yeah, the time of Aslan and those also lend to
Pshat. Again, that I'll let you say for the Gra, I know. Okay. Touch a thing, The most simple thing is, you know where to put the commas and the periods based on Trump.
Why is it B'lav D'Oraisa here?
B'lav D'Oraisa. You don't have to teach that with D'Oraisa.
Why? Why is that not included in every piece of Torah?
In the Amud Beis, we will learn why it is a D'Oraisa. Because Pashtus, teaching Torah, is to teach the words of the Torah, not necessarily to teach how to set the trap.
What are we talking about?
Saying
over here,
the
Rashi talks about Nigun.
That's what
trap is. The pasuk is the time, the end of the pasuk. I understand that, but we'll also learn other things from
Trump. Again, the trap is there to make it easier for us to understand the pasuk. I'll prove it to you. They don't teach with trap today. And go into fourth grade and ask them Shat L'Chomish, and they can tell it to you.
Yeah.
But
the fourth grade, there's
three
times in the Torah, I think.
Again, all these drushim are wonderful for you to read on Shabbos afternoon. You can learn all the drushes you want about the Trump. He was busy with the Grah, with the Kaddish B'Basra. All these things are wonderful. The Trump is there simply. There's a lot, listen. In every word and letter in Torah, in every tag in the Sefer Torah, there are multiple drashas. That's not what the trap is for, Parshat Shat. When you're teaching a kid Mikra, and you have to or not have to teach the trap, it has to do with understanding how to read a pasuk. And if it can be done other ways, it's not biblical to teach him the trap. That's what this Mount Yomer says.
The Nikudos are part of trap. That's not Nikud.
He doesn't say that. Doesn't say that. It says Pisuk Simon. And the Rash explains. I just lost the Rash. Yeah. B'lav D'Oraisa, B'shari Litul Scharla. Okay. So that's the Machloikis Rav and Rabbi Eichanan. Now, talk to Gemara. Bishlaim Tanan. Our Mishnah says, Oyam Deinu Mikra. You can't teach him Chumash. So Bishlaim L'mal D'Amir Schar Pisuk Taimim, Hainu Oyam Deinu. If we remember, Parshat Shat, the Mishnah is you're talking about an adult. Reuven banned Shimon from having pleasure. So he can't teach him Chumash because he can't take it, do it for free, because usually people charge. Now, Shimon is an adult. You don't have to monitor his behavior. So you can charge him according to Rav. So it is a free service. So why can't you teach him Chumash? What are you saving him? You can teach him Medrash because it's not saving him any money. You can't teach him Chumash because it's saving him money. So I can understand that you're allowed to charge, and you're not charging, you're saving him money. You're not allowed to charge Shimon for Chumash, according to Rav. There's no behavior monitor. It's only Trump. So according to Trump, you're right. You can charge, and you're not charging, so therefore you're giving him Hanah. But according to the Mandamah that says, we're talking about behavior monitor, you're not allowed to charge Shimon to begin with. He's an adult. Zakti Gemara, this time the man damer shchar pisuk taimim haynu doyam lenu. That's why you can't teach him, because you're teaching him for free, and this is a service he would pay for. El the man damer shchar shimur gadol bar shimuru. Is it gadol necessary to watch? And for the Gemara, the cotton. The Mishnah is talking about you ban the cotton. So now I teach him chumash because you're saving him paying you. That's what it says. I read the word in the Gemara, Bekatan. That's what the Gemara says. Zog to Gemara, but doesn't make any sense. I'm sorry? Again, you can't teach him because it's a service that has to be paid for. He has to pay for it. If he wants to learn Chumash, he's going to have to come up with money.
Not the father.
Doesn't say a word about the father.
Okay.
Frek to Gemara. If it's Katan, and Maseif, I'm a lamed in front of Mikra. The same Mishnah says you can't teach him Chumash, but you can teach his children Chumash. Katan bar banimu? Is Katan capable of having children? Obviously, we're talking about an adult. And it says you can't teach him Chumash because you're giving him money by not charging him. And for the Gemara, Chaseros Mechzer, Vachitani. This Mandiyama says the Mishnah should be like this. Layamidenu mikra bekat. If he was a gadol, malam deloy ulubanov mikra. If he was a gadol, you can teach him because there's no charge for chumash anyway, and you can teach his children, even though you're allowed to charge him, because you're doing a mitzvah and you're not giving it directly to him. You're doing a mitzvah and giving it to his kids. That's like shaykalei shiklei. Paying for your own taira is a direct tanoa when you don't charge him. Teaching his kids is like giving him the machzis shekel, saving him an expense. But you're not giving him direct tanoa. Not charging him when you're teaching him is direct. Not charging him when you teach his children is indirect.
Even though you're babysitting?
Even though you're, well, this is my diabetes. Yeah, even though you're babysitting. Because you're not giving him anything. It's not direct.
You would have to pay someone else.
Again, shaykulay ashiklay. You would have to give him after the shekel.
What is shekel?
You can give him the master the shekel for him. Even though he's not having to give one, you're saving him money. That's not direct. And you're doing a mitzvah. It's only teaching him that's direct. That was why by Ashavas Aveda, according to Mamma Liyamar, that doesn't hold me the Lab Sheikha Mahadr, saying you're giving him a law. Are you doing a mitzvah? But it's direct. The other man, they hold me the Lab Sheikha Mahadr, like not giving him anything, it's his own item. That was the Machlokes. Zakhtaraj. Bekatan. Layam Denu Mikra Bekatan. Imhidra Katan Hanami Menu. It's interesting, Rashi has it that the cotton banned Hana from the guy. Now, cotton can only ban Hana when he's 12. He's a muflis hamachlish. When he's 10, he can't ban himself. In my God, the Malam of Lebanon of Mikra, why is from the God Lu, the Lebanon of Shimur, the Night of Oscar, the Lebanon of which is the mitzvah of it. Chav, what is the yad here? I'm doing a mitzvah, and I'm not directly giving him anything. It's indirect. It's like giving his machzis shekel. It's like returning his aveda. So that's the shot. So we have two shots in our Mishnah. If you hold Tzar Pisuk Taimim, the Mishnah doesn't have to be talking about a cotton. It can be talking about a global. If you hold Tzar Shimur, when it says, Loyam Denu Mikra, it's talking about a cotton. And then the mission says, but by a gadol, you can teach him and his children. Yes?
We have to talk about the cotton banning itself. Otherwise, we'd have a problem. It would only be considered.
I can't hear you.
If it's not the cotton banning himself, there would have to be a gadol banning the cotton. It's only be a problem according to Rambam. You can't be Mahana the Mudar.
Right. You're 100% right. It has to be the cotton banning himself. Because if you ban the cotton, he's not over anything. Because he's a cotton. According to the Rambam, you're over because you made the netter. Again, we had that machloikas. Thank you. You're right. You ban a cotton, he's not over anything. And according to the other side, you're not over anything anyway. Because you're not breaking anything. He's breaking it. I don't know. Good question. Good point. So to give my right to Mesrei. Tanaikas Lekairim Betchila B'Shabbos. You don't teach kids new stuff on Shabbos. Now the Gemara is going to say why you don't teach kids new stuff on Shabbos. Meaning, they learned with kids on Shabbos also. Wasn't a day off. Learn with kids on Shabbos also. But don't learn new things with them. The Gemara is going to say why as we go along. Zok d'rash rash b'tchila haynu d'ein b'mishim d'asher. This is the Gemara's first shot. Little schar b'Shabbos. You can't teach kids on Shabbos because if you teach them new, you have a right to charge. Because either schar shimur or schar pisuk taimim. And on Shabbos, you're not allowed to make money. You're not allowed to get paid for Shabbos. Now, the Gemara will speak out in a minute that if you get paid for the week, you are allowed to charge because you're not getting paid for Shabbos directly. But if you teach them on Shabbos, you're teaching Shabbos. Again, the Gemara is going to go through it. So all questions, please hold back till we get to the end. But the Mishnah, the Brisa says, don't teach them new things on Shabbos. Ella, but Avo, the Bach changed it to, Shain and Barishan. You can do Chazara because they know it already. So for that, you don't charge. It's Chazara. Now that makes sense if you're charging for truck. So the first time you teach them, you're allowed to charge. The second time you teach them, you're not teaching them anything. You're just listening to them. They know it already. They heard it the first time. But if it's Chai Shimor, it's the same Shimor first time, second time, all the time. They're still kids. They didn't grow up overnight. So I think my Mishnah, I'm going to have Chai Pizuk Taimim, Hainu Dein Kayim B'Tchilu B'Shabbos, because you're making money. Elamandam is Chai Shimor, Manushach, Amai Yein Kayim B'Tchilu B'Shabbos, Amai Shayin B'Rishim. Meaning, what's the difference between one and two? That's what the Mishnah means says. Not why can't you teach new? We understand that. But why can't you teach new and review? Manushach. If you can't do one, you can't do the other. It's a strange way of expressing it, but this is Sechtes Nadar. Amai Ein Kayim B'Tchilu, Amai Shayin B'Rishim. It's not two questions. It's if you can't do one, you shouldn't be able to do the other.
He doesn't make an argument in Sukkot time, and he has to correct the mistake.
What?
I mean, by Sukkot time, he also has to correct him if he makes a mistake. Isn't that like new? It's not new. I mean, why is it?
Review is not teaching. Okay. Now you're used to 2024, where kids heard it the first time and didn't make much of a dent. They have to be taught four times. I got it. But the Gemara is assuming he taught the kid, he knows it.
Why are you reviewing it? Why are you reviewing it?
What?
Why are you reviewing it?
Always review Chazara.
I said, they know it.
Excuse me. You don't Chazara even if you know it?
It means they didn't. That means
I get very insulted now. You just insulted me terribly. That means every time I see you Chazara with Dr. Harris, it means you don't know it. So you're Chazara. But right. If you would know it, you wouldn't bother. That's what you just said.
I
said
those words.
I mean,
it's not 2024. I mean, Moshe
Rabbeinu
learned it, he learned it four times.
Yeah, but he didn't teach it. Yeah, he taught it four times. Yes.
He learned many more than four times. To echo the not just 2024, we're
praying to students. Again, I just wanted to... But Gemara is assuming that the time that the kid knows, you're not teaching him anymore. So you can't charge.
It's less of an avoidance.
I mean, nothing to do with Avaida. Torah is not Avaida.
Why do you want it at all?
It's
the most pleasurable thing.
Why is he charging for it?
No, but he's allowed to charge.
Yes. On the side, as Rav Raka said, that the essence of learning the Torah is not learning something new. It's so few. That's because when you're learning something new, you have the fun of learning something new. When you're reviewing, all you're doing is cementing
the good. Again, I'm not anti-review. Oh, I'm reading a Gemara. All I'm doing is reading a Gemara. What?
Review is an opposite. When you're learning something new, it's not enough. Reviewing is enough.
Again, I'll listen to everybody's theories. I'm learning a piece of Gemara. I'm not getting involved. I enjoy learning the first time and learning the second time and learning the third time. I enjoy it. So I get on a...
But both of the statements do allow for an idea of how one might differentiate the initial language from...
Yes. So Frank de Gemara. Period. Dr. Ashbarash. B'tchilim shim da'asa little chai b'sham shaydim shukha yadu b'arayt azar ansar. Elam ha'davet chashim ha'mayin chayim b'tchilu ha'mayin chayim at the ma'ali pa'am rishon, ma'ali pa'am shni, lo'ilam shim reka. V'zog de Gemara, u'tameich. Ha'yikus ha'ashkim reshab, u'tameich. Schar pisik b'shabes mi'asir, havlohi. We're assuming that the Rebbe teaches every day. If he teaches every day, he's not getting paid per day, he's getting paid for a week. And that's mutter. And now the Gemara is going to bring a raya that Avloah is mutter. Avloah Mishra Shari. Havlah means absorbed. Meaning, if you get it, this is halakha l'maisa, and I'll digress for a second minute and do halakha l'maisa, which I don't like to do. If you're hired to babysit on Shabbos, a girl is hired to babysit on Shabbos, she cannot charge. Schar Shabbos. But if you hire her to work for you on Friday and Shabbos, or wait for the week, come every day, you can pay her. She's not paying her for Shabbos. You're paying her for the week. That's called Havlah. People do that when they hire a babysitter for Shabbos. They have the babysitter come over on Sunday and do something and pay them for Sunday. That's not even Havlah. That's because it's not a... But if you do something for a week, you can pay a week's salary. That's not called Schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos is only when you get paid for Shabbos. If you get paid for the week, that's not called Schar Shabbos.
Is it just the week and a couple days?
No, I mean, again, if you're paying for both together or paying for what, it's complicated. I'm not going to get involved. No, forget it. It's winter. I'm not going to get involved. It's not complicated. It's easy. It's wonderful. I get it.
I have got a babysitter for them.
Is your wife paying for babies? You don't have kids at home to babysit.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, you're going to Detroit today so you can babysit on Shabbos. So that's a passion. If your daughter pays you, it might be Schar Shabbos.
Hey, this is a personal thing. What are you getting involved for?
Everybody's having...